Well, if anybody knows how we can entertain ourselves and prepare for clear skies and even find some things maybe to look into or investigate, perhaps online when the skies are cloudy. There we go. It's Astro Bob. Good morning there, Sunshine. We need some more coffee on this end.
Oh, I know what you meant.
Wow, do I need more coffee? Holy cow.
Oh, that's fine.
Hey, I got to say, we're pretty excited. We have to, you know, mention something pretty exciting that's coming up in a couple of days. We're going to feature you on Minnesota Reads because your brand new book has just come out.
Well, isn't that nice?
Yeah, it is going to be super exciting. And we're going to be looking into urban myths about you, Bob. Are these the urban myths that swirl around you?
No, they're not personal myths, no.
Oh, all right, just checking.
These all have to do with the sky, mostly the night sky. But some things on the Earth, too, and the moon and the planets. So it's a variety.
Are we going to be talking about E.T.?
Yeah, there'll be a little, yes. There is a chapter in the book called it's about UFOs.
So fabulous.
We'll definitely be discussing that. And also, can I make a quick mention of a planetarium show?
Oh yeah.
In connection with the book, tomorrow evening I'll be doing a free show at the planetarium and book signing. The book signing starts at 6:30, and the show starts at 7:00, and it's about these very topics about UFOs and chemtrails and which direction water flows down your bathtub drain.
Ooh.
And all those sorts of topics that sometimes are misunderstood or they're just outright pseudoscience. So we try to clear it up and enhance or encourage you to use your skeptical powers and skeptical mind.
Fantastic. And there could be an impromptu book signing on Thursday morning, too. You never know.
There could be that, yes.
There could
be. That would
be
great.
So, oh my goodness, what a week it's going to be. So, in the meantime, we've got a couple of gorgeous, gorgeous days, and it looks like reasonably clear nights. So, tell us what we should be up to.
Well, the moon, of course, is probably the best thing, the easiest thing to see this week. The moon is in that, what I call the awkward phase. Between half and full, which is gibbous. And I only call it awkward because many people don't know the name of that type of moon. But when it's egg-shaped, that's the gibbous or the waxing gibbous phase.
See, everybody who reads Stephen King
knows
that
moon?
Word because that's one of his favorite words to describe ooh, spooky moons.
Oh, that's great. Well, I love the word, too. It comes from the Italian. It means hump.
Okay.
Kind of roughly its shape.
Okay.
But when you look at the moon, when you're out in the next couple of clear nights, you'll see the bright part of the moon is lit by the sun. And the left side of the moon that's curved and that is expanding towards full as more of the lunar surface is exposed in sunlight, that is called the terminator. So that line on the left side that where new parts of the moon are exposed to sunlight over the next few days, that's the terminator. And that terminator is the line that divides the night portion of the moon, where it's still dark, that's further to the left, from the sunlit portion. And when it's full moon, there is no terminator. The whole moon is lit. So it's sunny completely on the side of the moon that faces the Earth.
Uh-huh. There's a new Terminator movie, but I don't think that's what you're talking about either.
No, but it is certainly that series of movies that's made that word famous. So I usually get a chuckle whenever I bring up the name Terminator.
Exactly.
But the Terminator on the moon has been around a lot longer. The other thing that's out there, sometimes people find it easier to identify constellations when a bright moon is out because it sort of wipes out all of the faint stars that can confuse a novice observer. So one of the brighter constellations easy to see in moonlight still is called the Great Square. Have you heard of that, Lisa?
No.
Great Square of Pegasus?
No.
Yes. If you face to the east, you'll see, unfortunately for the twins, you will see a beautiful baseball diamond in the sky, and it's a giant square, and that is the center of the flying horse constellation called Pegasus. And in my most recent blog, people can go there, and I have a little guide on kind of what time to look. It's basically at nightfall, around 8 o'clock. They can look and find Pegasus, and from there, there are two lines of stars that stick off to the left of the square that sort of look like an old rabbit-eared TV antenna, and that's the constellation of Andromeda. So you can start with the square, work your way to Andromeda. Then I've got a couple of other treats, interesting little constellations that you can jump to from Andromeda.
Wow, I like that.
Those are some of the things that are out right now. Plus, of course, we still have two planets in the evening sky in the southwest. We've got Saturn and Jupiter, and they're best visible at dusk and early evening. So there's a lot to see.
All right. And then, of course, Orion is actually, he's keeping an eye on the garage every morning. I discover Orion's right over my garage. Kind of wave. Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, I love Orion. You know, if you stay up late, I know you get up early, but if you stay up late, I was out the other night just taking a walk, and it was like 12:30, 12 o'clock at night, and it was so great to see Orion come up again, throw that leg up over the southeastern horizon and the three belt stars. And I just think it's one of the most beautiful sights in the sky, just seeing Orion rise. I think I like seeing it rise even more than when he stands straight up south in the winter.
It's wonderful to be able to see a constellation that kind of looks really clearly like what it is. You know, the Big Dipper, of course, is one, and Orion is another one where it's, you don't have to use a whole ton of imagination, you know, to fill in the missing lines. I kind of get a kick out of
that. Yeah, you've got Orion's belt. Right below it is the sword, kind of the outline. And if you're in a dark sky, it's really worth it in a dark sky because you can see his outstretched arm and the shield he's holding. And then he's also got a club in the other arm. So he's on for the hunt.
Boy, I should say so.
Speaking of which, it is the full hunter's moon this Sunday evening, October 13th.
Oh, so we're out of the harvest moon and into the hunter's moon.
Yep, from harvest to hunt.
Got it. All right, sounds great. Bob, we're going to get some links set up so that folks can find some of the things that we've talked about and some of your guides and tips to finding this stuff. And as I mentioned, we're going to be welcoming you back into the studio on Thursday morning to be our guest on Minnesota Reads, and we'll be talking about your new book. I can hardly wait.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. See you in a couple days, Bob.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bob King is our host for Astro Bob's Backyard Astronomy, a regular feature of Tuesdays here on Northland Morning.